Fantastic. So Ivy Plus really will do what for the rest of 2022 for those just new to us?
Right, and the rest of 2022 and also into the spring, so next spring of 23, our Ivy Plus program covers the cost of all required textbooks for any class. So for all of our courses, all courses require, biology, you need a biology book. Well, guess what? You're not going to have to pay for that biology textbook if you're taking a class at Ivy Tech. So all of our textbooks are covered the rest of this semester, all summer, all fall, and all spring through 2023 of next year. And we're really excited. Lots of students, that paying for college is expensive. And when you add on the cost of not just tuition, but your fees and your textbooks and all those things, it can be very expensive. So we've eliminated that cost. Textbooks are free, and as well as adding additional courses if you're already full-time. So a full-time student can take four classes, but if that full-time student wants to add one more, it's not going to cost anymore. So whether you take 12 credit hours or 18 credit hours, you're going to pay the same rate at that 12 credit hour. So also really important, so you can get complete your goals, complete your coursework faster, with adding another class and all of that good stuff, and also not have to pay for your textbooks.
I'm trying to find the downside of this. If someone is trying to get either back into the game of education or taking that next step or just getting an associate's degree, I don't know. You could do anything, right? And as you mentioned,
yeah, absolutely.
Next 8 weeks that started now, summer and next fall are all available. So this isn't some kind of hurry up, because if you don't act now, this offer, if you don't call in the next 5 minutes, it's not something like that.
This
is for the rest of time. So that's an unbelievable opportunity. Yep. And in the days of inflation, I guess I can point to Ivy Tech and say, well, you're not inflating anything. That's
exactly.
That is very cool. Jenny
Our
Vaughn
tuition
is the chancellor. Go ahead.
Our tuition isn't increasing, and your textbooks are free. Trying to take out all the barriers in the way of people saying, well, maybe I'll try, in another year or whatever down the road. Come down now. We'll help you. We'll work together to figure out what's the best plan or path for you, and we'll get you moving on to your next step in your life.
Very, very cool. And for people that are in the workforce, Jenny, you have a very cool monthly program. It's usually the final Tuesday or the fourth Tuesday of every, or final Tuesday, I think is probably closer.
Right.
Next Level Jobs, and that will be coming up, 26, 27, 20, the 29th.
That's right. So the last Tuesday of every month, we have an information session. It's called Next Level Jobs Information Session. And Next Level Jobs is a program initiative out of the state of Indiana to help people who are either underemployed, not employed, underemployed, employed, but maybe want to try something different to have their tuition paid for through the state of Indiana. And these are for jobs that are, hot jobs that we everyone knows. We need people in healthcare, from all levels of healthcare, from nursing to medical assistants, all areas of the medical field. IT is another very hot job. And so the Next Level Jobs program will fund many, many, many of these programs, and so many others that I didn't even mention. And so the last Tuesday of every month, we offer an information session so people can understand how to apply for those, and we're going to help you. So, we're going to be right alongside you applying for those funds. It's a very simple process, but we're going to be with you to do that. And if you want to learn more about that, all you need to do is call us at 812-330-6013, and we'll get you RSVP'd, registered for the info session, and we'll tell you everything you need to know.
And it's pretty easy. Someone will give you all the details. Just pick up the phone and call. All right.
Yep.
Every year for the last decade, and we'll add one more this year, the 11th annual Cook Institute for Entrepreneurship, that's coming up next month. Next month is 1 week from tomorrow. It's going to be here before we know it. Tell me, who is in charge of the proceedings this time around?
Well, we're so excited to bring back the Cook Institute for Entrepreneurship. You know, with COVID and everything, we haven't been able to host that event for 2 years, but we're glad to be bringing the event back to our campus. You know, it's part of the Cook Center's mission to engage in our local community and help foster entrepreneurship in all the communities that we serve. And so this event has always brought lots of great keynote speakers throughout its tenure. And this will be our 11th year for the event. It's a luncheon on April 19th at 11:30 in Shreve Hall here on campus. And our keynote is the one and only Bill Oliver, co-founder of Oliver Winery here in town. So we're excited to have him out here. We're excited to host the event again. And there are definitely a few tickets, and we have lots of sponsorships and things like that. But if you're out there and willing to sponsor, you give us a call, and we'll make that happen. Or if you want to purchase a ticket, the tickets are $100 each, and we have some seats available for that event. But believe it or not, before you know it, this will be taking place, and we'll be on to the next year. But exciting event with Mr. Bill Oliver, co-founder of Oliver Winery, on April 19th.
You wanted to say Bill Cook, didn't you? We all wanted to say Bill Cook. That's just how it happens.
The Cook Institute.
Yeah, they're two very prominent Bills in our world here. So that's very great. Now, when was the last time you did was that 2019? Then you had to go all the way back to spring.
Yep, and we actually used to host it traditionally in the fall, and so it was usually around October, November, so it would have been 2019. So we didn't do one in 2020, and then we didn't, of course, do it in 2021. And so this year we wanted to do it, and we were going to do it, we had announced it to have it this fall in 2021. We were going to do that, but we were still wearing masks and all of that,
yeah.
So we decided to postpone it. You know, and that's the best way to have an event like this. We all wanted to be mask free and be able to be together and hear what Bill has to say about his experience with the winery.
It'll be like your little 500 out there, your big spring event.
Wait a minute, there's commencement.
Well, that's the end of it. Everything. This is still while things are going on. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So you add that because, well, the football team, the stadium's not done yet. We know that. That's still
being put
together. That's fun. Chancellor Jenny Vaughn is our guest this afternoon. We always have a great time and try to bring you great information as well. And we talked about April being right around the corner. Then you just mentioned graduation. So that means summertime should be in our, well, at least the planning stages. And you have plenty of great things for kids this summer that will not involve a iPad and a pickup kit.
Right, which was, during COVID, when we had our camps for kids, we had to pivot and offer those courses where the kids had to take them online. And so we're back to holding our camps on our campus. We've got tons of different camps available for kids aged 5 through 18, all kinds of different sessions and baking and cooking camps. We've got 2D and 3D different kinds of camps that students could get engaged with. You can go out on our website at ivytech.edu/CLL. CLL is the Center for Lifelong Learning, or you can give us a call and we can give you that information where to look. But there are so many different camps for kids, acting camps and, like I said, baking and cooking and all kinds of different things. And we have various sessions, so we have sessions all summer long. We have sessions that are held in the morning and in the afternoon. So, we've always prided ourselves on our great camps, and we've got new ones this year and some of our traditional ones as well. But take a look or give us a call, and we'll help you find out what best camp might work for your kid.
Well, you keep bringing up baking and cooking and all that fun stuff. Where are our friends Yellowwood Yellowwood Cafe? Yellowwood Cafe?
Yeah, they've been doing a couple of pop-ups over the semester, and I think there might be one more left, but I believe that Stacy Strand, the program chair, who's just done an amazing job with our culinary program, will be hosting our luncheons again in the fall.
We got Roly Poly out there now. Did I read that somewhere?
We do. We're so excited. Owner Tom Siebert opened his doors just before we had spring break, and super excited about having them on our campus. They, you know, the best part of having Tom and Roly Poly and his team out here is that they're engaging throughout our entire service area of different places that can provide coffee and things like that. So he has coffee from Brown County. He's got Gable's Bagels from here locally in Bloomington, the popcorn from the Popcorn Company here in Bloomington, and lots and lots of other different items. So it's not just Roly Poly. It's, you know, it is Roly Poly. It's their sandwiches. It's their salads and all of those things. But it's also a variety of different items that come from our community, entrepreneurs themselves.
And you don't have to be an Ivy Tech student to stop by and grab something to eat, do you?
No, not at all. You know, lots of people say, hey, I just want to get a couple of us need to meet. And is it okay? Yeah, just come on out. You can. We have a great place to sit when the weather's better. It's great outside. That we've got some places within our commons area outside of Shreve Hall for those who have been on our campus to come in, get something from Roly Poly, and just hang out on our campus. We'd love to have you out here.
Putting the community in community college. Excellent, excellent, excellent. How's your bracket?
Bracket?
Yeah, hot mess, on fire in the trash can, molten lava. What? Yeah, that's any of those would be.
Didn't even start one. Let's
good
just
for
put
you.
It that way.
And you can enjoy it without the pain and suffering like the rest of us have had to go through there. So we'll have the hoops on tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. And great to have you back and getting these last 8 weeks going. Holy cow, it'll be probably the next time. Well, the next time we talk will be the final day of March, and then boom, April Fool's Day, and away we go. Yep. Awesome. Well, I hope you are well-rested after being well-traveled and well-fed. That's very, you know, I live vicariously through you, so I hope you had a wonderful time.
We did.
Good.
I was thinking about you every Thursday. I was like, wow,
I
should.
I'm late for a very important day. How'd the jet lag do?
Jet lag was out, not too shabby.
All right.
You know, we've done this once or twice, and so you just kind of get over it and get up and move on.
That's it. I mean, time is all relevant. You go to sleep when you're tired. You're on vacation. You don't have to, quote-unquote. Only thing you have to do is catch your plane. That's about all the timing you need for anything else. Well, we always appreciate the check-in. It's great to hear from you again. Great you had a fantastic holiday, and the 8 weeks are getting just got started, so that's awesome as well.
Yep.
Jenny, give us the number one more time if people would like to get more questions answered.
Great. It's 812-330-6013, and the team is here to help. Whatever you need, we're here to help.
Wet snow on Friday. It says it right here on the forecast.
It does not.
Well, just grab a jacket. Just be.
Well, I'm hanging up. I'm just letting you know.
That was it. That's it. Good night, everybody. All right. Great job as always. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thanks.
Chancellor Jenny Vaughn from Ivy Tech. She joins us every Thursday just after 3:25.